Breadfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 59th Cork Film Festival, and I'm joined by one of the senior programmers, Colin McAuliffe. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Matt.
I'd love it if you could introduce yourself and tell us, give us a brief overview of what exactly you do here at the festival.
Well, to my shame and embarrassment, it's my 10th consecutive year working at the festival, so that makes me an old person, I'm not quite sure. I started off working as the person who essentially wrote the program every year, with Donna Manny, who was also one of the senior programmers. And within the last 2 years, I've progressed to a more senior programming role, so I have responsibility for programming all of the shorts across the entire festival, and then bits and pieces of the other programmes. So lots of music aspects, a couple of documentaries, some features as well. So my fingerprints are everywhere, for better or for worse.
Let's start off by talking about like the short selection here at the festival, and it's kind of divided up into some major categories, aren't they?
So we've got world shorts, we've got Irish shorts, and there's six programmes of each, and they're divided up thematically, and I've given them titles, a lot of titles come from books or come from records that I personally like, so hopefully this will have a knock-on effect. I think this year we've had 15 or 1600 entries to the festival.
Wow.
Which is quite a staggering amount, and it's by some distance the most we've ever had. Luckily I was able to compile and curate a pre-selection team who assisted me in watching all of these films. So I had people in Cork, in Dublin, in London, in Australia, in Latvia, and various other places, who spent heroic amounts of time sitting down watching the films with me, discussing with me what we liked, what we didn't like, and eventually combining a sort of a master list of the programme, and then eventually I honed that down into essentially the 12 programmes that we have now as the competition shorts in the Cork Film Festival.
So you got Irish shorts and you got world shorts, and I think there's a few focuses there. I noticed there's a focus on Polish short films, so there's quite a few categories there.
There's massive categories, and the Polish aspect comes from last year. The Grand Prix winner of the Best International Short was Martin Rath's Arena, a beautiful yet dark yet macabre film, which played, and I said, won last year, and we invited Martin over to curate a certain strand of Polish films, which he has done with style and aplomb. So that's one aspect of it. Within the Irish section we have, I think, 11 short films from Cork, and when I say from Cork, I mean Cork directors or filmed in Cork, or a Cork director filming outside of Cork, or some calibration of Corkness.
Right.
And we have a separate prize for that, for the best Cork short. So last year that was won by Yvonne Keane Stolen, and so this year there are 11 films within that category to win that potential prize.
What are the prizes that the Cork Film Festival offers the winning films?
There's quite a few. I mean the Grand Prix World Short is quite possibly the main one, but along with that there's also the nomination of the European Film Academy, which is a very prestigious prize, which means that winning film goes forward to compete with a lot of other films later on in the year, to gain a certain amount of prestige of being part of that academy. There's also the Best Irish Short, and then it's the Best Cork Short as well. So that's in total four prizes, I think. That's everyone is eligible for it, so I'm kind of quite proud of the sort of the competitive aspect of that. It's, you're not just watching films, you're watching films that are competing against each other, so, you know, it's a case of getting in the ring.
Yeah, exactly, and on top of that, then filmmakers actually get to meet each other, and then you never know, it could be the start of a beautiful friendship and a beautiful production, feature production. So
absolutely, I mean Cork is quite a condensed place, and we're using maximum four cinemas, which are all very, very beautiful, but you're going to meet somebody, you're probably going to meet them again, and you're going to meet them again, and then you're going to meet them again, and they're going to have a pint with them, yeah. And then you're going to meet them again and again and again, and hopefully this will have a knock-on domino effect in terms of, as he's mentioned, having a production or having something in tandem with this person, with this genius person we've just met.
Let's talk about trends. I'm very curious to see what has been like themes or focuses that have kind of dominated, if there's any, the short film scene at this season, at this festival?
I think one can often define a short film by the country it comes from. I think the Irish short films often tend to be quite manic and quite non-linear and quite insane and quite unpredictable. There isn't any one particular strand I would say that's an Irish film, and that's a compliment because you just don't know what you're going to get. On the other hand, if you go to somewhere like maybe Scandinavia or like especially Danish and Swedish films, they're often very dark and often very rural, and often films that sort of are focused upon, you know, dark secrets being withheld in a long-standing marriage. A lot of Italian films then can be quite risque in their subject matter. I think one definitely becomes accustomed to a certain type of film coming from a certain country. In recent years, in the last 2 years, I would say, and for very obvious reasons, from places like Spain, Greece and Italy, a lot of the films have dealt with the fallout from the imposition of austerity measures. So you've got a lot of families in peril and what they do to deal with this perilous situation that they've been perhaps forced into accepting. And that often results in very forward-thinking filmmaking, because the extremes or the limits that people go to when under those pressures can be quite startling, especially within the strictures of a 12 or 13 minute short film.
Great, and let's not forget, like short films, that's how filmmakers of tomorrow start off.
Completely, and one thing I love about short film is that, and the best short filmmakers, they don't make films that are trailers for their feature they want to make. They made short films that are condensed within that time frame, within that under 30 minute time frame, and like there's no filler, but there's no excess. So this is the time, this is what I want to tell, this is the story I want to tell within this time frame and nothing else. That to me is a sign of an exceptionally cogent and well made short film.
And they're well promoted at this festival. Oftentimes you go to festivals that have shorts, but it feels like they have them because they have to have them. But here they get the right kind of exposure. Some shorts are actually shown before the features, so that's great to see too.
Yeah, that's something new we brought in. We show behind most features and as many documentaries as we can a reasonably relevant short. I will say reasonably deliberately because we want to provoke some reaction. We don't want you to say that was perfect. We also want you to say that was interesting, or that was somewhat, you know, would provoke some sort of an interest, I think, across the board. Also within Cork, I mean, there's a big short filmmaking community, and we're very proud that we have, you know, a certain, like 11 Cork shorts playing in competition as well. I think it brings local people together, but it also brings them to meet with people from the rest of Ireland, from the UK, from Europe, from America, all of whose shorts are playing. And again, that creates this sort of a flux, a very positive flux of people and of talent. And we have lots of talent development as well. We've got funding panels, and we've got you know, development panels and so on and so forth, which again brings people together, but also lets local people realise what's going on outside the immediate vacuum of Cork City.
But as you mentioned before, you're also looking after the live music events, and one of them I know you're particularly keen to talk about.
There's a live music event which is probably the flagship music event. It's on the Saturday, the final Saturday night of the festival. It's called Nodorowski. So people may be aware of the Chilean film director Alejandro Jodorowsky, and apologies if I mispronounced that name in a heinous fashion, but he got the sort of the gig to make the original film of Frank Herbert's Dune at some point in the mid-1970s. And Jodorowsky is a man of imagination, he's a man of flair, he's a man of impending mania. So he has Orson Welles, Mick Jagger and Salvador Dali in the title roles for this insane feature film adaptation. And he had the Swiss artist H.R. Geiger attached to do, I think, the storyboards and some of the set designs. Naturally, didn't come to fruition because it was just too bloody ambitious. It was incredible and it was brilliant and it was amazing, but it was too ambitious. So the set designs and storyboards were later used for Alien and for Star Wars. But the whole idea of Jodorowsky's vision of Dune is a sort of fabled project. It's the most famous film that has never been made. It's the ultimate Dune's filmic ambition. So I had an idea of what would the soundtrack actually sound like, and because we don't have the film, there's no reason why we don't need to have the soundtrack. So there's an incredible band based in Salford near Manchester called Nod, who are feral sonic occultists of the highest order, and there are no better band, I think, employed to do the soundtrack to Jodorowsky's Dune. So I approached them earlier in the year and said, lads, Jodorowsky's Dune, want to do the soundtrack? And they bit my hand off with my permission, and we called the event Nodorowsky, which is quite a cheesy pun, but hopefully it's an effective pun. And we've teamed up Nod with a visual artist called Khom, K-H-O-M, who was going to create visuals based around his idea of what Jodorowsky's doing would have actually looked like. So it's an audio-visual collage or a mélange of absolute madness. I haven't heard it. Nobody has heard it. The absolute world premiere of this is at Cork Film Festival, and I'm incredibly proud that we are presenting this. I'm excited, and I'm slightly a little bit afraid, and I'm a mixture of every emotion you could imagine. But I think when we get there on the night, and it's in the beautiful confines of Triscoll Christchurch, which is, I think, a Georgian-era church originally, so we're going to try to use that as much as possible. It's not just going to be a basic sit-down, watch some visuals and hear some music. We're going to make it as conceptual and as elaborate as possible, so that ideally that Cork Film Festival will be sort of known for commissioning events which are a little bit, you know, left of field and envelope pushing and so on and so forth.
Well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. I'm enjoying the festival immensely for the second time, for the second year in a row that I'm actually attending, and there's a few days left, so I wish you all the best. Hopefully everything will go in the best way possible. And thanks very much. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.